We could not do it without our very important sponsors helping us raise, before today's event, $7.2 million net dollars in just 17 years. I mean, that's incredible. Take a look at other golf tournaments that have been around two or three times, or two times, I guess, longer, and not even that amount of money yet. You guys do a tremendous job for us, and the people who lead us, the tournament sponsor, Ford Motor Company, been with us from the beginning as well, and doing just a great job. And the guy that we always deal with is the Chief Communications Officer of the Ford Motor Company, Mark Truby, who's on the other end of my line right now. Mark, I can't thank you enough, but I'll always keep trying. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. And you know, we're very proud to be a part of this event each and every year. So it's an exciting day.
Well, it's a big day. It's a big day for 55,000-plus kids that will be helped by our charities that do such a great job, absolutely a great job year-round. Started with PAL, Detroit PAL, and then we've added the Children's Foundation, the Children's Center, Variety, the Children's Charity of Detroit, to try to spread the wealth as much as we can. And again, we couldn't do it without Ford Motor Company and all the great sponsors that join us. The F-150 Lightning getting a huge buzz on social media. The Maverick is getting tons of attention on TikTok, of all places. It's a whole new world, isn't it, Mark?
Well, it really is. I mean, you know, you think about what happened during the pandemic, and we had to get really creative about it. We couldn't do normally the auto shows. Just like we lost some of the fundraising ability with the loss of the black tie, you know, people like you came through for the community. We had to change the way we did a few things, but we're really proud. The F-150 Lightning is really taking off. The CFO of Twitter was bragging on their earnings call recently that we had 1 billion impressions for the, you know, on social media for the F-150 Lightning. And this week, the Blue Angels.
Did you say, wait a minute, did you, Mark? Did you just say 1 billion?
That's right, Paul. So basically, you know, one out of every seven people, you know, that lives on Earth, managed to hear something on social media about the F-150 Lightning. That's just how important this product is for us and how excited people are about it.
That is really interesting and exciting, that's for sure. But there's a lot of interest in the F-150 Lightning. Huge buzz, and that just kind of proves it again and again. I think there'll be a pretty good buzz over the Lincoln Aviator Shinola concept. That's just being introduced really officially today, I think.
That's this morning, yeah. So you what you have there is two great Detroit brands, and the designers at those two brands, they came together and said, you know, what if you took the best of Lincoln and the best from Shinola and created a special concept vehicle? And this, is, of course, is for the Pebble Beach event, the Concours d'Elegance in Pebble Beach, and we're going to show it and get people's reaction. But if you think about the craftsmanship of Shinola, the way they use leather, the way they use, you know, materials, and then you combine that with what's going on at Lincoln. So it's very cool. People should go check it out. It's online now and with pictures and all the details. So it's just, you know, one of the many things we're doing with Lincoln as we, you know, kind of continue to grow that amazing brand that's coming up, by the way, Paul W., on its 100th year anniversary here next year. So, you know, it's just been such an icon.
A fabulous icon, indeed. I'm glad it's doing so well, and that you're getting together with another great, much younger company, Shinola, with the Lincoln Aviator Shinola concept. The Blue Angels are visiting Ford tomorrow to meet with your engineers and drive new vehicles, and that must be kind of exciting.
It really is. I mean, we all love the Blue Angels, and we heard they were coming in town, and like many others, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like a few others, everybody keeps asking us, can they see the Mach-E and the Lightning and some of the other new products, the Bronco, that are coming out. So we created a day with them. They're going to come to the Rouge plant, the Dearborn truck plant, and watch the F-150 come off the manufacturing line. And then they're going to go over to the test track, the same test track that Joe Biden took a stop by when he was in town, and they're going to get a chance to ride and drive some of these newest cars. So we're going to have like 30 or 40 of the Blue Angels, and those guys are so cool, and women on that are part of that group. So we'll take lots of pictures, and it'll be a great experience for them to see the latest coming out of Ford Motor Company.
How do we see those pictures?
Well, I'm sure that we're going to share them with the media and share them on social media. We'll make sure that we capture it all, and it'll be a great day because, you know, they're all obviously in town for an air show, but this is our chance to really show off what we do here in Detroit for them.
It's one of the most exciting shows ever, air shows or otherwise. You see the Blue Angels, and you're really seeing something very special. It makes me feel very patriotic when I see those guys, the Blue Angels, the Thunderbirds, just amazing. We have our own big deal coming up, the Woodward Dream Cruise, and I know you're going to be well represented. Now, I did slip this note to Jim Farley when he was on the other day, last week, I guess. I did say I did know a morning radio talk show host who would be more than happy to drive a Mach-E GT in the Woodward Dream Cruise. I think it's still just hanging out there.
Well, okay, fair enough, Paul. You put that out there. I see what you're throwing out. We'll see what we can do. This is a pretty special year, by the way, for the Woodward Dream Cruise. The original 1966 Bronco is going to be on the Dream Cruise logo. And I'll be driving my 1971 Bronco down there while beside you on the, you'll be in the Mach-E GT probably from what you're saying. We'll be back together at the Dream Cruise in person. It's a one of a kind event. It's very unique to our area in our region, and we're going to make the most of it. We're going to have Lightnings there. We're going to have Mavericks there. We're certainly going to have Broncos there in all sizes and shapes. And it's just, I think, one of the really great celebrations of cars anywhere in the world. And we're really happy to be, you know, one of we're the title sponsor this year, and we're going to make the most of it.
All righty. The Woodward Dream Cruise, sponsored by Ford once again, highlighting that Bronco, the Mach-E GT. The guy in the 1971 Bronco is Mark Truby, Chief Communications Officer, Ford Motor Company, and talking with us right now. And then you've got your Ford Plus plan and DEI Week for employees, diversity, equity, and inclusion, that took place at the end of July. I hope it all went well.
Yeah, well, the Ford Plus is our plan. You know, that's we talked about that with Wall Street, that, you know, it's going to be our great cars plus all the connected services, technology, electrification, autonomous vehicles, you know, over-the-air updates. That's what you're going to see from Ford, the best of Ford going forward, plus some of these new technologies. And so far, you know, under Jim Farley's leadership and Bill Ford's leadership, we really made a lot of progress in the last year. And, you know, it's great to see the stock up. It's great to see the momentum and us being able to make profits even with this microchip shortage. So, you know, hopefully this next year is going to be a really great one for Ford and in our community as things start to get back to normal. But we're really proud of the progress we're making. You know, we're really proud that you know, Ford is on the comeback. And it's being led by some of the products that are really getting the public excited. So, we're doing great. And we celebrated Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Week last week. And I think, you know, there's a great feeling that this next year or two is going to be a breakout time for Ford Motor Company. And we know you're always here to support, and we appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate all you're doing for children's charities. And I'm very proud, Paul, to be a partner with you. And I hope to get out there and hit a few today. We'll see how it goes. But the weather looks good.
It looks great. And we've had iffy days, and we've had really bad days. 2014, which was apparently, according to the authorities, 500 years ago when we had that last big flood. But be that as it may, Ford Motor Company, the tournament sponsor, Mark Truby, a great job with the Woodward Dream Cruise, and you've got the Bronco, the Mach-E GT, you got the F-150 Lightning, the Maverick. You got a lot of great products, great interest rates. This is a great time to buy, and we'll get those doggone chips going and get them in the cars and continue to all work together to make things better around here. Appreciate your help, Mark. Couldn't do it without you.
Thanks so much.